Welcome to this edition of Ask Chantel. So I'm here with my cousin Abram, and he's 17. He just had his very first date. And so for all of you girls out there that are watching and you want to know what a guy's thinking during a date, this is a great video for you, and I hope that it's helpful. If you guys have any questions, please feel free to email me. Oh my gosh, I'm tongue-tied already. My email address is askchantel@gmail.com. That's A-S-K-C-H-A-U-N-T-E-L. So let's jump right on in. So Abram, tell me about your first date. How'd you ask her out?
Well, I asked her. Well, I didn't really ask her.
Oh, you didn't ask her.
She asked me.
Right.
Of course.
Of course.
But I can't get too blown up.
Right. Don't blow your head up too much.
Yeah. Yeah. She asked me to go to the movies.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, yes. I mean, we've known each other for a pretty long time, so it was like, of course I want to go.
Of course.
Yeah.
So she took the initiative to ask you out.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, she did.
And it worked out well.
Yes.
I assume.
Yes.
Okay.
It went real well. I'm
awesome. Did it give you guys a chance? You guys went to the movie, so did it give you guys a chance to talk and interact?
Actually, yes, it did.
Yeah.
Our interaction was before we went into the movie, actually.
Okay.
We had a conversation because we wanted to talk about things and get things like place, like, together.
Right.
And so we went to the food court. We sat at the tables, and like, she asked me what drink I had, and I was like, Tropicana. It's like the best drink ever.
Right.
You can get those for like $1.
I love Tropicana. Okay. I call it Tropicana. You call it Tropicana.
Yeah,
whatever.
She says low for LOL. That's a problem.
Whatever. Did it leave your tongue like red?
No.
Did you drink it?
No.
Oh.
Because I didn't drink it that much because I just took the bus there. And there's no drinks on the bus, so I couldn't drink it.
So, let's just talk about girls in general. Okay, moving away from this first date. So,
all right.
So, your comfort level with women has definitely improved since you were younger, right? Because at first you were, like, really nervous. Well, not that you're not nervous anymore, right? But, you know, I mean, that's just natural. But what have you done to make yourself a little bit more comfortable? What did you do to prepare for this first date? What would you tell other guys out there? Like, what can they do to prepare so that they have a good time like you did?
Well, it's not more of like a physical preparance. It's more of like, it's your self-conscious of you and your confidence.
Your confidence.
Yeah, because back then I was real whack. I was on my W game. I wasn't doing nothing.
What is the W game?
Whack.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. Whack.
Okay.
I had to come to her. Ask Chantel. I asked her everything. She was like, well, Amy, she was like, do this. And I was like, oh. Okay.
Okay.
And actually pretty worked. This one time that I had to ask. But I was comfortable asking. My cousin. Come on.
Yeah. Alright. Well, I'm glad that I could help. So what is something that girls do, period, that just really is annoying? Like, maybe it's a girl that you're interested in. What do they do that's really annoying to you? And you just don't like it. Like, what are you thinking about when you say or do these things?
The one thing that girls do when it's, like, super annoying is when they, like, talk down to themselves. I'm like, come on. You know you're pretty. And you just say anything to get props. Like, come on.
Right.
You're better than that. So, like, you should just, like, stay yourself. I mean, you can. I mean, I'm not here to judge you. You can do what you want.
Right.
But don't talk down about yourself. Just be yourself. Like me. I'm real fluffy.
That's right.
They call me fluffy.
And why? Like, why is that so annoying? Because a lot of the girls that write into me or that watch me, like, they have a lot of self-confidence issues. So what is it about this low self-confidence and talking down, negative talk about themselves that's annoying to you as a guy?
Well, I mean, it's not annoying if it's, like, happened to you. I mean, you can't really do much about it if it's already been, like, people tell you. And, I mean, that's in it. It happened to me. I did the same thing.
Right.
Calling myself ugly every day. I still do, but I know. I know.
You know you're not ugly.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean,
I'm
ugly.
Well, no, you're not.
Saying it.
Then it must be true.
Yeah. But,
so, how did you change that about yourself? Like, how did you stop doing that every day? Because I wrote a blog about that last night, that exact thing.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it was to a girl, but same thing, it doesn't matter. And I mean, I've done lots of videos on that. So what is it that you did? What made you decide that I'm not going to talk down to myself like that anymore, that I'm going to embrace who I am and I'm going to be confident? I mean, I know that's like a really big question and it's really deep and philosophical, but what is it that you know you did?
She said deep. It's not that deep.
It is deep. I mean, I don't know. It's deep to me.
Okay.
So what did you do? Like, how did you change your thoughts about yourself?
It was just like a mental thing to where, I mean, you really don't have to care about what other people have to say. Especially if it's negative. Just be yourself and move on. It's not that serious.
That's a good point. Not that serious. Straightforward to the point. That's what I like about guys. Like, you guys are just so straightforward. Like, here it is, that's what it is, and whatever. Girls, we make everything so complicated. Last question. Do guys like it when girls make the first move? Like, how do you feel about that?
It makes you feel real great, like you did something right where you don't have to do anything else. It's like putting like a car in cruise mode and not having to like turn or anything or park. It's like, go ahead, do it.
Handle your business.
Yeah, handle it.
It makes it easier for you.
Yeah, so you don't have to like force yourself or feel like you need to do something. It just makes you feel like made.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. It was a lot of fun. I hope that you enjoyed it. Maybe you come back again.
What?
Yeah, maybe. You never know.
Maybe.
I'll
be back.
Oh, he'll be back. If you guys like this video, please like it. Go like our Facebook page. Thank you so much for watching. If you have any questions, please feel free to email me. If you'd like to ask Abram any questions, leave them below. My email address is askchantel@gmail.com. That is askchantel. Thank you so much for watching, and do not forget to subscribe. Hugs and kisses.
Deuces, guys. She can spell. 'Cause webcam.
Yes, national webcam. Okay, so Abram promised me that he
was... What the heck?
Dang. So Abram promised me that he was gonna sing for us because he has a beautiful voice.
Let's watch something random turn into something awesome. And I smile a lot now, a lot happier somehow. Yeah, that's a little taste.
I see you.
Sorry, I had to do that. Keep it in there.